When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi, I'm Amber Gill.
I'm Anna Vakili.
Hi, I'm Yuwanda Viala.
You probably remember us from the reality TV series Love Island.
But now we're in the business of dishing out reality checks.
So send us your problems
and we'll give you a reality check.
I love that.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Reality Check. So last week I put in questions on online dating and I got a really good one. So have you guys ever online dated?
I have, and it's been absolutely a disaster. Not one has worked out. Did you use Tinder?
I've personally never online dated, but for me, Instagram's like my online dating
app. Yeah, I've looked on the apps before, but I could never.
No one DMs me on Insta. It's so dead. And if they do, it's just creeps.
You see, I met both my exes on Instagram.
Damn.
I can't. That doesn't work for me.
But then isn't Tinder and a lot of these apps for just like hooking up?
Not necessarily.
I didn't think it was. Yeah. Some people use it to hook up, but some people actually use it to like meet people.
So it wasn't successful for you?
It was disastrous.
But I've met people that have actually had like successful relationships from online dating.
Wild. So.
One of my friends from uni is married to someone she met on Tinder and has two kids. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm single, I'm going on Tinder.
Works for them.
Right. Let's have a look at the questions. Okay, so this one is from Layla, and she says, how do you know if a guy is a catfish?
If you meet him online and he doesn't want to meet up with you in person,
Put him on FaceTime.
True.
And if his voice doesn't match his face, do you know sometimes your voice, it's like you could have like a really young face and then like a really old voice.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, because people say my voice doesn't suit the way
it might. Because, you know, you can tell an old person's voice.
No, but if you FaceTime them, then at least you know it's real.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter what they say.
Right, so that's definitely one thing about catfishing, FaceTime them because...
Or Snapchat. It's the best. Because, you know, if you meet someone on Tinder, instead of being like, oh, my God, FaceTime me because you don't really know each other, you could be, like, messaging. I'm like, oh, what's your Snapchat? Like, it's real casual. I'll add you on Snapchat because then you can see their stories and you can send them private snaps. And then if you're not sure, then you could be like, you know them enough to be like, oh, do you want to FaceTime tonight? Instead of just being like, oh, FaceTime me.
What if a guy doesn't have Snapchat?
Most people have Snapchat.
My boyfriend doesn't have Snapchat.
I don't use Snapchat. My boyfriend doesn't have Snapchat.
Like, even a couple of years ago, like 2 years ago, you didn't have Snapchat.
Mm.
My boyfriend's never had Snapchat.
Exactly.
A lot of guys don't have Snapchat.
That's not anymore.
I don't think so. Look, can I just say, though, I got catfished once, and I even FaceTimed them.
Oh, my God, you told me this story.
And I FaceTimed him, and there was another guy there. He got someone else to FaceTime me. So sometimes it's not even a problem being catfished because, like, I got catfished and now I'm with the guy.
No, there's a time I met this guy on Tinder, asked him for a Snapchat like you normally do back in the day. And then, you know, there's the filters where you can, like, add a face onto. Yes. There's a filter where you can, like, you know, the one where you
if
add...
If you take
the,
a picture of somebody, a screenshot of somebody else and add it to your face.
I opened it and I was like, you didn't even try.
Is it like cut out edges?
Yeah, like you can see. Because, you know, there's like apps where you can like send pictures in your camera roll to someone on Snapchat. There's actually an app for that.
Yeah.
So you didn't even do your research. You just went on a filter, added someone else's face. You could see the cutouts and you sent it to me. And I was supposed to be a mug and be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's fine. That's you. I just couldn't stop that.
Do you not think you can just notice if they're being a bit like... sketchy, like not posting stories, like everybody's on the gram all the time posting where they are.
Yeah, you see, but this one, the thing, not everyone has Instagram.
I didn't post that much on Snapchat. Like, I post like once, twice a week.
Mm.
Not every guy I know, my boyfriend, my sister's boyfriend, like so many guys I know don't have Instagram and Snapchat. They're like, they're too busy for that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So you can't really judge someone on Instagram.
So how do you stop?
So
then?
I feel like you don't ever really 100% know if you're being catfished until you meet the guy.
So you're just going to have to...
No, FaceTime will tell you, though.
I got FaceTimed by someone, but he put someone else on the phone. He grabbed someone else from the street, paid them, and said, FaceTime her. That's you believe extreme. It. That's
what and you didn't know, you didn't, what was the guy saying to you?
I was like, he's a cute guy. And I was like, okay, I'll go on a date with him. Went on a date and it was the other guy. And I was like, where's the guy that was on FaceTime?
But surely the personality is not much. Like, how did you not notice if this guy's funny or whatever and this guy comes on?
I hadn't been talking to him long enough. So,
that's
we'll get onto that story another time. But yeah. So, number one, I'd say FaceTime. But secondly, I think the major thing is to see the person. Because until you see that person, you never really know.
But most people that get catfished online, they never meet the person.
Yeah.
And the person always be like, oh, no, I'm doing this today. I'm doing that today. I'm
don't,
doing this
don't
today.
Let that.
That's
don't.
When you know that person's a catfish. Mm-hmm.
Don't yeah, let that happen. Away.
Yeah. Warning. That's a big warning. If they don't want to see you or they don't want to make excuses, they won't Skype you. No.
Listen to this one. This person is anonymous. I've been talking to this guy online and he keeps asking me to send nudes. What do I do?
Ooh. First and foremost, how old are you? Do you have a man?
Yeah.
Who are you sending it to?
God.
What are you sending?
What exactly are you sending? Don't be sending it to no man that you've just met over the internet. Like
that's what I'm saying. Careful. Trust. Make sure you're over a certain age. Because you know when you're under that age, it's like you might think you trust someone, but you just don't know people yet. You don't, you know, you start to learn people. You think that people are so innocent and they're like you and that you can trust them. And then as you get older, you know more and more that people aren't as trustworthy.
People in this world are crazy. So make sure that you're old enough to be making this kind of decision. Make sure it's with somebody that you trust, a boyfriend, somebody that you've at least met before.
Not some wild, older, crazy person on Tinder.
Man, like, you know, just make sure it's safe.
And make sure your face isn't in it.
Yeah,
so
no face.
If he wasn't even mad and he wanted to post it anyway, you could just deny it.
Not me, sorry.
Do you know what someone once did? They put a picture of an arse and they said it's Anna's arse. And it wasn't even my arse.
Where was this? I didn't see
it. On an Instagram hate page, it was before. So you just, you know, sometimes.
Oh, well, apparently I've got a sex tape. So, you know, there you go.
Why is he being so persistent? Because she said he keeps asking me to send nudes.
Well, do you want to send the nudes?
She obviously doesn't. No, maybe she's asking.
If he keeps asking,
if she wants it, she would have sent it.
She might have wanted to send the nude, but she doesn't know if it's the right thing to do or not.
No, if she wanted to send it, she would have sent it. I feel like if you want to send a nude to someone,
you're
sent. It's gone. I've had a time I would have wanted to send a nude, but I'm scared. Like, is he going to judge me? But I want to get my titties out and take a picture.
And then what did you do?
I don't remember, but I just remember that.
Yeah, you remember. You remember. What did you do? You're lying. What did
guys,
you do?
I want to get my teeth out and take a photo. That's
things
what this
are deeper than they look on the surface. You don't always think it's so straightforward. Yeah, he might have been asking her. Maybe she wanted to do it.
No, that's not the question. What did you do? Because you're telling me you don't remember. I know you're lying.
Well, I've sent some nudes in my life. Are you telling me you guys have never sent nudes?
No.
I've never sent a full nude.
You sent half nude, like.
Please tell me you've sent a nude before. Like, come on.
What's your boyfriend?
Like,
look at her face.
Like, no, because I get like I'm paranoid. Like, I would never because, you know, you fall out with them.
Like look, if you want to get your titties out and send a nude, I would say careful firstly because you don't know if you trust him.
Yeah, this whole revenge porn thing
is a thing.
It's real, but you know what? I hate people just sending nudes unprovoked.
Ew.
I hate that.
And you know what, guys, when they send a dick pic, it's attractive, but it's not.
Yeah, we don't want to see that.
I don't want to see your dick. It's ugly.
There's this guy who I fancied at the gym. I was in love with him. I used to, like, ask him to spot me, even though I could lift the weight.
Oh,
so basically,
like,
I was having a read.
Somebody hold the weight. Yeah, I know
right.
you.
And we used to always share equipment, even though I didn't have a clue how to use it.
You liking someone, Jesus.
I know. Can you imagine?
Wow.
I know, right?
Wow.
So I pretended that, like, so he was from Australia, he was working, so I pretended that I had friends and we were all going out.
Right.
I had no plans, I had no clue. I just wanted him to come out with me, but I didn't know how to ask him out. So I was like, oh, because he was telling me he had no friends and he just moved here and stuff. So I was like, oh, it's like, me and my friends are going out this weekend. Do you want to come? And he was like, yeah, of course.
Wait,
course.
Is this getting too nude?
Yeah.
Or you just...
I'm just telling you the backstory.
Right?
Let's go. So then we started texting and we met up and whatever, right? So then... all of a sudden, I just felt like something was wrong. So you stalk as you do, right? Turns out he had a girlfriend whose relationship for 3 years. And then all of a sudden, we were supposed to like go out for drinks. And then he texted me, said, can't wait to see you tomorrow for drinks and send me a picture of his dick. He sent me a picture of his dick and was like, do you like this? yeah, he's like, oh, I bet you like this or something. And I was like, hold on. I was like, you should be more concerned what your girlfriend thinks. And do you know what he said?
What?
Fair play.
Fair play.
Yeah, that was a
touché. I was seeing a guy and I think he had an actual issue with dick pics. Every single morning he'd send me a dick pic.
It's not
it was
nice.
Like a, it was like a daily thing. It's like he'd wake up, dick pic, and then get on with his day.
Did you
and
not
it was like,
say, it
was getting, you know, I was a bit younger then. I was like, oh, do you know, should I say something or not? You know, I don't want him to think I don't like his dick because I do like the dick at the right time. But
Do you know what I mean?
As in, like, do you know, you're scared to say, like, don't send me the dick pic because he's going to think I'm not, like, onto the dick because I am on, I am, like, the, I like
you're
the dick.
Onto the dick. Don't say
what. Like, I like the dick, but I just like it at the right time when I want to get the dick, but, like, not in the morning on a phone. Because, you know, dicks aren't attractive, like, when they're on the phone. Like, they're just wobbly and, like, big, like, weird looking skinny skin thing going, I don't know, there's just, it's just not attractive on the phone. But when you're horny.
I can't.
I've heard dicks so many times.
And the dick and the wobbly and then it's just.
What? Okay, all I'm saying is like the dick is great when you're horny in the bed, like, and you're getting it on. Then suddenly the dick becomes attractive at that point. But then as soon as. Have you ever had sex yet? And then after sex, the guy's walking there naked and you're like, ugh.
Yes.
You know that feeling and you're like, what? Like, put your clothes on.
Right, okay. Wait. What has this got to do with a girl that wants to send nudes to a guy? Well, somehow came on the way that a dick
looks. Yeah, okay, so the girl...
And how you used to get sent dicks in the morning, you didn't like it?
Yeah.
But wait, what did you do?
I feel like us girls go through some shit, you know?
I haven't been sent a dick pic.
Did you... Really?
No, because I haven't...
You've never been sent a dick pic?
No, could you imagine?
I'm sure you get DM'd dick pics.
I don't look.
Yeah, but you don't know. It says that you click it and then suddenly...
I don't open them once for all because I just anticipate that it's going to be one, so I just say,
what about a guy that you've been seeing? Like,
never.
Guys think
I would say beforehand, don't even try it because that's going to put me off straight away. Anyways.
So you meet a guy, hi, how are you? My name's Amber. Don't send me a dick pic ever.
Hi, my name's Amber. I'm 22 and I don't like dick pics. How are you?
I swear, it should be in our bio.
I don't like dick pics. Yeah. Right. Back so this advice. Is a girl? This is a girl?
Okay,
this
we need to help this girl. We need to help her.
You're saying send a pic of your titties. You're saying don't.
I'm not telling her to send her titties. Next thing you know, this girl's going to get a revenge porn.
I would say please don't send a nude.
And if you do, make sure your face isn't in it.
Just make sure it's safe first. If you want to do it, then, like, I know it's a bit of fun, whatever. But, like, just be very, very careful. That's what I think anyway.
So this one's anonymous. How long should you wait before meeting someone online?
I think 2 days. I feel like
two.
No, I'm telling you, I'm
two days.
Yes. If you don't meet them in the first 2-3 days, then you're never going to see them. I'm telling you for a fact.
That's not
Do
true.
Do you know what the thing
That's
is?
That's not true.
Most times. Do you know why? Because I feel like, especially with Tinder and stuff like that, they're speaking to numerous people. That, like, if they don't meet you within the first 2 days of the first week, it's just like
no. I spoke to people online and not met them like after a month.
And what
app? Instagram.
You fucking liar.
I'm not lying. Why would I say that?
You seem like you're lying.
No, like a month. Because I don't really say that I chat anyone. I'm like, I don't chat anyone. But a month and then I met them. Because then you kind of get a feel for what the personality is. Like, you can't get a feel for that in 2 days.
So you spoke to someone for a month and you didn't see them. A month.
No, you can ring them and stuff.
A month.
What were you doing? Where was he? Was he on the other side of the world?
I was working and stuff. And I was going home.
Did he ask to see you?
Yeah, but I was like in a different place, so it was hard.
Where?
I was in Newcastle.
And where was he?
Somewhere else.
Where?
London?
So, I don't know. I guess distance can be a thing, you know. But I don't really think that you should put a limit, like a time on it.
No, but you don't want to take too long, though, because then that's exactly. The whole catfish.
Yeah, but whatever. Do you know what? Some people can have some cyber relationships, whatever floats their boat. If that makes you happy, that makes you happy.
That's true.
But if you want to see someone,
if you want to,
how
see
long
someone,
should you wait before?
I when say, you feel is the right time.
2 or 3 days.
Okay, within the first week.
Okay.
Because if you're speaking to someone online and you don't know if... You want to suss it out. You don't know if this person's a catfish or not.
Personally, for me, I have to see them straight away. The next day, that night, whatever. Like, my ex, I started talking to him in the morning. That night after the club, I was like, where are you? Met him.
After the club. Wow.
He was out at another club. I was out at a club. We met each other. Boom, we had a great relationship. You just don't know. But people are different, and I think sometimes if they get feel pressured that they have to meet them in the first few days, they might get nervous, yeah. and it might give them like they might have a hard time, like being like that with that dealing with that pressure.
Yeah.
So, at the same time, like consider your own feeling like, whenever you're comfortable.
Whenever you're ready.
Don't leave it too long.
I get that, but personally, I would like to meet you
to assess the situation.
Yeah, I need to catch the feel.
Because you don't want to waste time talking to someone and you meet them and then they're just weird.
Mm-hmm. Or you're a catfish.
No connection, nothing.
It's like physical connection's also a thing.
You know? Yeah.
So meet them as soon as you can, preferably, but don't put pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
So the final answer is...
2 days! How can you still do it the same way that you do it?
Because I said it from my chest.
Down to a T.
I remember the feeling.
Every time she gets it down to a T.
2 days! 2, 1, 2, 2.
Okay.
Oh my
Calm
God.
Down.
Right. Let's have a look at another question.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
So what about this one from Yara.hack1 says, I'm curvy but in pictures I look skinnier, but when guys see me in real life, they ghost me. What should I do?
She needs to tell me what camera she's got because I could do with that camera.
I mean, I don't be looking skinnier in photos, mind.
I mean, I think that's a bit rude ghosting just because she looks a little bit curvier.
Is that the reason?
It's true.
Also, is she face tuning, photoshopping?
Because if she is, I'd definitely suggest that she shouldn't do that, because if someone's going to want her, they're going to want her the way she is.
Yeah.
So if she's face tuning herself to something else that she's not, she's going to get someone. I mean, everyone's got preferences.
Yeah, preferences, exactly.
You can't really
some people
blame
like
them.
Curvier, yeah. Some people like skinnier.
You can't blame the guy if he wants someone that's slim, but you've catfished him if you're face tuning your pictures slimmer.
Yeah.
Technically.
But then maybe she's not facey, maybe it's just angles. Maybe she just knows her angles and she looks a little bit slimmer.
Angles, I mean, I do the angles, but it's not to the, like when you see me in real life, it's not to the extreme where you're like, wow, this is not who I saw online. If you're thinking that this is not the person I saw online and I'm going to ghost you, it must be a big difference to her online pictures to her in real life. And to be fair, the bottom line I'd say is that, like, the guy doesn't want you because you're curvy, then fuck him.
Yeah.
Fuck him. You want someone that would like you the way you are. Curvy, yeah. Skinny, whatever. And to be fair, curvy's great.
Curvy's fantastic.
It's fun. You've got something to jiggle, something to grab. You know when they're like...
Oh, she goes again.
When did that happen?
But I mean, like... Curvy's good, so if the guy's not going to appreciate your curves, then fuck him. But if you're face tuning, you can't also blame the guy because everyone's got different preferences. You might not like a short guy, tall guy, you know?
It's just face tuning, we don't know. But if you are, don't face tune. You don't need to Photoshop your photos. It doesn't matter. Mm. The right guy is going to like you for you. Mm-hmm. If somebody's got a preference that they want a skinny girl, then just let them have that preference.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
There's loads of people like curvy girls, so.
There's loads. There's so many. So don't face tune. But don't get disheartened as well. Mm-hmm. Like, who cares? Mm-hmm. Like, I look a bit different in photos. I'm much prettier in life.
I knew she was going to say something like that. I was just waiting. Just patiently waiting.
So, you know, I'm a bit of a catfish. Like, I'm not that cute. And then you meet us and I'm really cute. Like, so it's just a struggle.
I get that all the time since Love Island. You're actually really pretty.
Oh, like, my God. What the hell did I look like on TV?
I get that on a daily basis. You're actually pretty in real life. Like, wow. I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not. Did I look shit on TV for 2 months?
The cameras. I don't know what the cameras were doing in the villa.
See, so there you go. But I think it must be quite extreme for it to be, like, people ghost you for it. But are they ghosting you for that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe think about if it's a bit deeper than that. I don't know.
But, yeah, just... Don't let it upset her.
Yeah.
Because ghosting is horrible.
Preferences, remember preferences for us.
I hate
Everybody liked a blonde.
Don't even want to think about that. That gives me PTSD.
PTSD?
It does. It actually does. It's
so dramatic.
No, I was like watching the, I was watching the opening of the contestants this year.
Yeah.
And I seen three people say blonde.
Yeah.
You started. I was
like, why did they do that? Why did they do that? It's so annoying. Like, right. Everyone with the same type in there.
Anyways.
Okay. This person's anonymous and says, I met a guy on Bumble about 8 months ago. He lives in an armed forces camp not far from my house. He's so nice. He rings me, video calls. Important. He's really keen. However, whenever we go to meet, he always cancels. I hate this fucking shit. Shall I stop talking to him or continue and see what happens? When I was in uni, right? No, my life is so sad.
When I was dramatics. Oh my god.
When I was in uni, I was on Tinder. My friends made me join Tinder because my life is obviously so miserable. I'm so miserable all the time. And they said, oh, you're going to feel so much better. Go wet and blah, blah, blah. So I met this guy on Tinder who actually went to uni with me. We just never spoke. So I knew he wasn't a catfish because I've seen him around university. Mm-hmm. We matched and we were speaking, right? And then the second semester, he was away. He wasn't in uni, right?
Right.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, do you want to meet up after Christmas? Because it was January, do you want to meet up after Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, looking forward to it. Then he was like, oh, he got a cold, so he couldn't meet me. So I was like, okay, fine. Like, you recover from a cold. It's not the end of the world, right? So I was like, oh, that's fine. A week later, I was like, oh, do you want to go to Starbucks? It just opened in the uni where I was. And he was like, oh, I thought you don't drink tea or coffee. Which I don't.
Just say no with your chest.
Do you know what I mean? But then, I know, no. But then he planned another date and then cancelled it. But I was like, you're not a catfish. So why do you keep cancelling?
Okay.
But he kept texting me. So it was like, were you interested or were you not?
Maybe he was insecure on how he'd be. Like, people get really nervous on a date. Like, they find it easier behind the phone, like, just a message.
But he was one of those guys who was, like, out nearly every single week.
Yeah, but around and women, he might get nervous.
No, he just seemed like a ladies' man.
Okay, well, then he didn't like you.
No, but he kept... Why? Okay, so he don't like me, so why do you keep messaging me? And then cancelling? That's true.
Because
if he's that guy that's meeting up...
How bored can you be? Like, why? Just don't...
If he's meeting up with other women, but not...
But how do you know he's meeting up with other people, though?
Because if he's a ladies man and you see that he's, like, around other girls, but he just won't meet you, then I think that then he doesn't like you enough to meet you.
But that was the impression I had of him before I started speaking to him. Like, you know when you go out to, like, uni clubs and you just see... I just used to see him around, like, loads of girls. I don't know if he spoke to them, but he was just, like, everyone just kind of liked him.
I would say to the guy, look, I want to meet you, and if you don't meet me, then bye. Like, full stop. Like, I want to meet
you. Yeah, I would ask. I would be like, why do you keep...
Do you know the funniest...
Canceling?
The funniest part, we didn't speak for, like, a year, right? Then he just randomly started texting me, blah, 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 blah. And then he asked me out on a date, right? And then the next day, he sent me a snap. Do you know what the snap was? He was like, his bags are packed, and he was like, Australia tomorrow.
Bye.
He's moving to Australia.
Maybe he has an actual problem. He has an actual problem.
I don't want to spray that again.
Like, do you
I don't understand.
When I opened the snap, I couldn't believe it.
Maybe he has a really small penis.
What does that have to do with meeting me?
Go on to Starbucks. You're not going to find that out. Well, I hope not.
Starbucks could have led to the bedroom and he maybe had anger, you know. He was anxious about the bedroom.
No, that's a reach.
I just couldn't believe
the Australia. That is a reach.
No, the guy's got issues. Look, I wouldn't tell this girl to cut the guy off. I'd say, look, you tell
him. Cut him off, no.
No, not to cut him off. You never know. You just confront him about it and say, look, I want to meet you. And you're not meeting me. So what's the issue here? Because I'm not looking for a cyber relationship here. I want an actual physical one.
But why does he... Why does he keep cancelling, though?
Right.
So you ask him to find that out?
I feel like if you want to meet someone and you're genuinely interested in someone... It's not that hard. Yeah, we're all busy and we have plans, but not find a fucking day.
Not everyone's so straightforward like that. The guy might have, like, you know, might be really shy. He might have, insecure.
Anxiety.
So if you really like someone's personality that much and you're willing to work with it to get them to, like, break through that.
Just ask the question.
Yeah. Help them. And if it's not working and he's still not playing games,
then just get rid.
Bye.
Yeah, I would just say get rid because I've been through it. My struggle is real.
No, but you might get rid of
Australia.
Something.
Australia.
You might get rid of something that has potential of being a really nice, amazing relationship because, you know...
It's just getting past the first hurdle. Yeah. Don't be so negative.
He moved to Australia.
I mean, that guy's just a lost cause, but...
that guy's not every guy. Okay, so German 2.0 has said, have any of you actually met anyone nice because it's the ghetto on those apps?
No, it actually is.
That's not a lie, though.
It's actually the ghetto.
That's not a lie. It's the stuff that I've seen.
It's trash. I met some psycho who I went on a date with.
Wait, Mrs. I don't date.
This is why I don't anymore. Because I've been through it. I've suffered.
Mrs. I don't date has got so many stories.
I've suffered.
What happened?
I went on this date with a guy. He picked me up, right? And everything was fine. We were having a date. And I was like telling him, I was like, oh my God, I thought you were going to be a psycho, but you're not. Like, I'm so happy. So he was dropping me back home, right? Got into the car. And because I live in Enfield, it's like the middle of nowhere, right? Sat down. I was wearing like a short dress and he started like scratching. Not rubbing. Scratching.
Right, what did you say?
No, nothing. We were just having normal conversation.
And he started scratching like you didn't say a word.
I was terrified because it could have went south. I had no internet because we were in the middle of nowhere. There was no one driving on the roads. It was like a motorway. If I said anything, I could have been fucked. Do you know what I mean? So I sat there patiently and then he like started whispering. He was like, what color underwear are you wearing? Ah! That's when I knew I was done. I was like, if I make it home today.
Is this Tinder?
Yeah.
I just don't think about it.
What happened? What happened to the end?
The end? I made it home and I was alive. And then he texted me and said, hope I wasn't being too forward. See you soon.
No. But I've heard about Tinder. It's more like a hookup, like, app.
But some people just want to have sex. People are out here finding relationships.
Okay, well, I mean, they're just lucky. You can't look at the sum. You look at the majority. The majority of people hook up on Tinder.
It's the ghetto. Yeah.
I mean, I've never been on a dating app, but I've met two exes on Instagram and it worked out. And they were like, I mean, it didn't work out because I'm not with them now. But I mean, it was a real relationship and it was good.
I've met some nice guys on Instagram.
Yeah, but and you know, the thing is, at least Instagram, you can go through their Instagram profile and proper stalk them for a bit.
Yeah, I can look back to 2010 and see where they went on holiday with their family.
How they dress, you know who they hang around with, where they go, the places they go. You know, a lot of things you can tell from their Instagram and then you know whether to go on meet them or whether it's going to be a waste of time. Whereas Tinder just says their name and their age.
No, now Tinder has, like back then Tinder had, you had to link a profile and usually people link their Instagram. Profile. I went through his Instagram, I went through his Facebook. He seemed like a normal person, but you don't know someone's a psycho by looking at their Instagram and Facebook because he actually seemed like a normal person.
That's like
he was like, he was just so normal and he looks normal.
I just think you've been unlucky.
Yeah, you're so unlucky.
I've been through it.
You've been on. You're picking the wrong guys. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I need to sit with you one day when you pick the guy because, like, I don't know what's going on.
We need to vet them first.
Yeah, because I can tell straight away from an Instagram profile if it's going to be a waste of time going on a date or not. I can literally tell if you're going.
And you remember? Wait. You know what I'll never forget? You know when she was doing some madness and she wouldn't speak to us. She wouldn't actually speak to us. Remember in the villa, and you were doing some madness and she wouldn't speak to us. She went to speak to somebody else, and we were like,
oh my God, yes.
What have you just done? You were like, oh, I've just asked Curtis. Well, don't ask Curtis. So next time you date someone, right, ask us first. Because you know you're going to get an honest response.
So what happened? Curtis came and sat with us. We were just sitting there. Yeah. Curtis came and sat with us and he was like, so I just told you what.
Yeah, you were wondering why I was talking to Danny.
Curtis was like, I've just told Yuwande to go and tell Danny she likes him, that she wants to be with him. But she needs to pick between her, that he needs to pick between her and Arabella. We were like, what? You didn't just tell her?
And then did you see her walk? And she came walking towards us and then walked away. And I was like, I know some shit went on because she won't come over to speak to us.
Why did you get the advice of Curtis?
Okay, so from now on, right, this is the advice for you. You need to be the people that you date. Need to be vetted by us first because we're psycho detectors because we are psycho.
You know why I got the advice off Curtis? Because I already knew what I wanted to hear. I already know that yous would have been like, what the fuck? But Curtis would have been like, yeah, you want to go.
So if you knew that, then you know right from wrong.
But I just wanted someone to tell me so I could feel better. To be like, oh no, it actually wasn't my fault. Curtis told me to do it.
Aside from Curtis, has anybody met anybody nice on a date now?
Instagram.
It's a no from me. Instagram, I've met a couple of nice
guys. I can't say I have or not because I've not been on one.
No, Instagram's the ghetto, Tinder's the ghetto, everything's the ghetto.
I think that's it for the online dating.
Is it? That one's quite an interesting one.
Just careful, don't get catfished out there.
Yeah, don't send a pic of your titties.
And if you do, make sure your face isn't in it.
Be careful. So thanks for watching our episode on online dating.
Make sure you follow us on Spotify and rate us on Apple Podcast.
You can follow us all on Instagram. I'm at Amber Rose Gill.
I'm at Anna Vakili underscore.
And you on the underscore Biala.
Bye! This show is produced by Yahoo UK.
For help to stay safe with online dating, go to www.getsafeonline.org.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.